There are two contrasting themes in this week's letters: positive comments on buses and negative views about banks. The first letter comes from Andrew Locke, who serves on Helsden Parish Council. Mr. Locke was delighted to hear that we're going to get one of the UK's first all-electric bus depots. Further to your article, one of the UK's first all-electric bus depots takes shape in Norwich. May I congratulate Norfolk County Council and First Bus on this significant achievement. As other articles in your journal demonstrate, now's the time to deliver on green commitments before the global climate calamities affecting southern Europe envelop our fair county. Moreover, Norfolk and Connect Bus deserve enormous credit for working with Helsden Parish Council to establish the 501 route between Helsden and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. This provides an essential service for our area's older and less mobile residents and has been roundly welcomed here. Thank you.
Kay Unsworth of Melton Constable was thrilled with the service provided by a Saunders Services bus driver. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to John, a Saunders Services bus driver, who restored my faith in humanity a few days ago. I was travelling home from Norwich on the last service of the day. It was the end of a very tiring week, and I'd just alighted when I realised I'd left my bag on the bus. The service had just driven off, with my debit card, driver's licence, house keys and work pass. It was nearly 7 p.m. and my frantic phone calls to the now closed depot went unanswered. But I had been in correspondence with someone on their social media channels who advised I phone back in the morning in case it was handed in. I was envisioning a sleepless night, worrying in case it had been stolen, and was checking my banking app in case of transactions. Then, later in the evening, there was a knock at my door, and there was John, the bus driver, with my bag. He'd seen my address on my licence and stopped by on his way home to return it to me. I was so very relieved and grateful and will definitely try my hardest to do a similar selfless deed as a way to pay it forward. Thank you, John. You're a credit to Saunders Services.
Unfortunately, the letters about banks are not so appreciative. Peter Furman of East Harling has had major problems with Barclays. I truly believe we loyal customers are becoming a nuisance to banks, and they're trying to get rid of us, a la Nigel Farage debacle. I'm a director of a SME company, which since its inception in 1982 has banked with Barclays in Norfolk. For some months now, whenever I logged onto internet banking, I was confronted by a large notice telling me the bank wanted more information about our company, with dire threats if we didn't comply, including closing the account. I rang, and after a 20-minute hold, spoke to a gentleman in the northeast of England who said he would email forms to fill in. This he duly did, and I downloaded 20 pages, only to find the first question was, "Are you a sole trader? And if not, this form doesn't apply to you." So I rang the number again, and after another wait, spoke to a person who said he would email me the proper forms, which he did. I duly filled these in and sent them off, thinking that would be the end of it. But no, another notice came up on internet banking, thanking me for the information, but they needed more information. So I rang back and spoke with a Welsh lady who asked three questions, which I answered and thought that was that. But no, the same threatening notice still came up every time I logged on. So eventually I rang again and spoke to a call centre, I suspect in India, to a lady I hardly understood. After keeping me on hold for 10 minutes, she asked me exactly the same three questions. Still the notice kept appearing, so I rang again, and this time was connected to a lady in the Philippines. I asked if she was in the UK and she said no, in Manila. At this juncture I put the phone down. Since then, I've written to Barclays head office in London and also their complaints department in Leicester and have heard nothing. Barclays have closed the 6 nearest branches to me, and I'd have to take a 50-mile round trip to the next nearest one. When I Googled the nearest regional centre, it was in Northampton. And when I clicked on it, asked me which department of Barclays I would like to work for. In my view, their customer service doesn't exist anymore. And in another account, which has a healthy six-figure sum in it, My loyalty bonus last month was, wait for it, 30 pence. Barclays, you've totally lost the plot, and as for a rival bank who advertise, we are by your side, when they too have closed all nearest banks, I just laugh.
Dave Ainsworth of Romford shares the views expressed by Peter Furman and others about bank closures. He says, a recent letter from Mr. G. Day G. Linder bemoaning a Hoveton bank closure really hits the spot when expressing views of so many who are disgruntled by an ever-lengthening list of bank closures. I opened my first current bank account at a Lloyds Bank branch in King's Arms Street, North Walsham, when serving with the RAF Coltishall in 1967. It subsequently relocated to the Marketplace, which is now destined to be its last address, as it's on death row. How can this bank close its branch in a busy, bustling, traditional market town such as an expanding North Walsham? This branch serves its community well, and among customers are many elderly people who prefer personal banking, and don't own smartphones, and distrust, rightly, online banking. Banks so often take customers for a ride, as there's little consultation with contrary opinions brushed aside, as most closure decisions are set in stone before even announced. Despite moving to Essex, I retained my account at North Walsham. We're fobbed off as banks which too often see queues longer than a New Year's Eve conga claim that few visit them, hence their closures. I'm pleased to note the local MP Duncan Baker has gone into bat in this North Walsham closure, plus another at Cromer, by launching a petition to save them, and I've wished him well in his endeavours. Now here's Phil again to introduce our second set of news stories.